The federal government's announced $25,000 cash grants to build new homes or substantially renovate old ones. It's called the Home Builder Scheme and it's designed to keep about a million residential builders, electricians and tradies in a job during the COVID-19 induced recession. It's expected 30,000 homeowners will use the program. With more, here's political reporter Dan Conifer.
Robert Shaw owns construction businesses that operate across Western Australia. He's been in the industry for 35 years, but says without careful management, even his companies are at risk during the current market crash.
Because if we don't take that seriously, not knowing exactly what's ahead of us, then we could be a threat, and we're in a reasonably good position compared to some people.
He estimates turnover has sunk by about 40% over recent months as projects are put on hold.
We certainly had, you know, a $4.5 million job stop in its tracks. It was already underway in the early stages of earthworks. Client got a little bit cold feet.
And the work that's still underway is taking longer as staff down tools to learn new COVID-safe work practices and then social distance when they're back on site. Robert Shaw says he's now examining every cost in the business in a bid to protect his 20 direct employees and up to 350 subcontractors.
Really analyse every cost and say in or out, in or out. And put a line through a lot of things to make sure that every dollar is pretty much a prisoner to prepare for unknown.
Robert Shaw is on the board of Master Builders Australia, which has been warning of what it describes as a valley of death in the second half of the year. But that's an outcome the Federal Housing Minister, Michael Sukkar, says is now less likely thanks to a $700 million industry support package.
It's a large supply chain, a million Australian employees, and that's why this home builder program is so crucial.
The Home Builder Program will provide grants to build new properties worth up to $750,000 or for renovations costing more than $150,000.
We were very keen to include substantial renovations as part of this scheme is we want to increase the demand quickly.
Under the rules, investors are ineligible as are high income earners. New sheds can't be funded, pools and tennis courts also can't be installed, and to be renovated, properties need to be worth less than $1.5 million. The Master Builders Association's Chief Executive, Danita Warne, says despite the restrictions, the program will be a major boost.
We've been receiving a large number of calls of very concerned small business owners. So this provides a huge relief.
To be eligible, people need to sign building contracts this year. But with the economic outlook so uncertain, Danita Warne says more support might be needed.
We all have a level of uncertainty of just how big the economic downturn is going to be.
Federal Labor spokesman Jason Clare says it's already clear the scheme isn't big enough.
A lot of tradies, the only thing they'll be building is a longer line out the front of Centrelink.
He's urging the government to support a proposal that would fund new and upgraded social housing.
So this is a massive missed opportunity. It's just very disappointing that the government hasn't picked that up and done it.
That's the Federal Shadow Housing Minister Jason Clare, ending Dan Conifer's report.